Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. My name is Lisa Snyder. I am so happy to be back with you guys tonight. It is August 18th, 2024, and I hope you guys had a fabulous Lionsgate last week. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that, I was in the UK from August 1st until August 10th. And so I had somebody had reached out to me and asked about the Lionsgate portal, because normally I do a meditation. And because I was at a meditation retreat that week, I had the opportunity to channel. There were 33 of us, and I did share the recording on my podcast as well as YouTube. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out, I encourage you to do that. It was so amazing. Lady of the Lake, who has not shown up in a while, she showed up. King Arthur was there earlier in the week, Merlin Energy. It was just phenomenal, not just for me. I mean, for many people within the meditation retreat. So I just, boy, so amazing. And I'm going to show you really quick. It's going to go over my face. Stonehenge had a chance to be in the center of this beautiful circle. We are not allowed to touch the stones, but we had special access to be inside the circle. So cool. I also have a little video clip of that if you haven't had a chance to check that out. That's on all the social media, including YouTube, under Shorts, if you want to see a little clip of myself inside the circle. I can't even, words just don't do it justice to be in a space that is over 3,000 years old. We're also in Avebury, which is another phenomenal circle of stones and energy. Those you are allowed to touch. When I was at Avebury, I could feel the impact of the energy on my throat as well as my heart, just helping to open up and expand. So if you ever have a chance to visit some of these really ancient sites, these really cool sites, I encourage you to do so. It is, to be in that kind of space is something else. So I would like to say hello and see who's here tonight. So I would like to say hello to Donna, Lisa. Hi, Lisa. You're so welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, Laura. Hi, Keith. And if you would like to say hello in the chat box, please feel free to do so. Tonight's topic, we are going to be talking about why healing feels like failure. And I was guided to share something on social media here just the other day with that topic. And it's, in a world of instant gratification, healing may feel like failure. I may be paraphrasing here. Healing may feel like failure, but it's not. It's a journey. In a world where we have 3 to 6 seconds to capture somebody's attention on social media, even in a clip like this, you can start losing people after a minute or two, because our attention span, the average attention span that I looked up is 8.25 seconds. So of course, we're in this land of instant gratification. We're looking at social media. We are aware of what's happening around the world instantaneously as it's happening. And we're bombarded constantly. You know, we can go to our microwave. We can go down to the coffee shop and pick up our coffee and have it waiting for us by going on an app, which, that's amazing. Believe me, I'm not putting that stuff down. But I feel like what happens is that we start putting all this pressure on ourselves. So when we go through something that's heavy, such as a divorce or the death of a spouse or the death of a child, or we're healing from an injury, we have surgery, and we have to take more than a hot second or a hot minute to go through our healing journey. We are conditioned, and we have been conditioned, I don't want to say all of us, but I think all of us to a certain degree have been conditioned, that our healing journey is supposed to be just like everything else. It's supposed to be quick. It's supposed to be fast. We have all these, you know, these tools available to us. And why isn't it happening faster? Or we find ourselves thinking, okay, gone through this process. I've done a lot of journaling. I've done a lot of crying. I've done a lot of laughter. I've seen the appropriate professionals I need to see. And then all of a sudden, a certain song, a certain memory, a certain anniversary can take you back in a heartbeat. And that's where the grief and that journey that we're on can bring itself to the forefront. Because healing is like peeling back layers of an onion. As a massage therapist, as a former craniosacral therapist and massage therapist, I'd often say to clients that we would discover these areas of the body, which was, you know, perhaps in the neck or the shoulder, and we get those things to release. But then the next thing that a client would notice is there was something going else and somewhere else in the body. Or they would be surprised, myself included. This has happened to me. I don't know if this has happened to you, but you're receiving some sort of an energy work or physical work, a massage or something like that, and you feel these emotions just bubbling up to the surface. Truly, this healing is like peeling back layers of an onion. And so we need more than 8.25 seconds. We need more than 3 to 6 seconds. We need time to process and to feel. And one of the areas I've also been made aware, myself included, for many years, I feel like a lot of the emotions were here in the head. And then it was starting to drop down. I don't know if any of you have noticed this. And if you have, please make some comments in the comment section. I would love to see what your thoughts are about this. But when you start to drop down from the thinking and the processing, and you actually get down into the heart where the feeling happens, that may take you by surprise. As you're integrating these emotions, as you're integrating these feelings, that can take you by surprise. Now, the thing about healing is it's a very individual process. I was looking up, how long does it take to heal from the death of a spouse? Well, of course, it depends on the relationship. For some, it might be 6 months. For some, it might be 2 years. For some, it might be the rest of a person's lifetime where they're feeling these waves of grief. I mean, there's just no timetable for something like that. When somebody's child is on the other side, I can only imagine that's a lifelong journey. And patience and gentleness really is the key to this whole process. And as trite as that might sound, as cute as that might sound, it really is the answer. It is a journey. It is our opportunity to connect with our inner wisdom and our inner guidance and to feel. And for some of us, we may not want to feel those emotions, and then we're going to be taken by surprise with a song, with an anniversary, when we haven't had a chance to process those emotions. So I want to just take a look and see. Keith says, I'm going through that right now. I lost my parents and I'm still working on it. Yes. And when we have these relationships, Keith, thank you for sharing. When we have these relationships with different people, even if it's a relationship that you're choosing, say, with a partner or a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whomever, and you part ways, the loss of that relationship or the ending of that relationship can still be very, very impactful. So one of the things I'd like to encourage you to think about when you go through your grief journey or you're going through the healing journey, think about what you can be learning in the moment. And again, this isn't medical advice or mental health advice. Always seek the appropriate professional help, however you feel guided. But this is really a great opportunity for us to tap in and think, okay, we're having this experience. What is it that I could be learning from this? What is it that I'm learning about myself? What is it that I'm learning about the other person? If it's the ending of a relationship, it could be that you've just had an amazing teacher that was in your life, or that relationship was an amazing teaching experience for you. And perhaps you are gentler, perhaps you're more compassionate. I don't know, only you can answer that. Or even when we have our dearest loved ones who we all know, we know they're just a breath and they're a heartbeat away, but we feel the loss of their presence in our everyday life. You can think about, how is this new relationship now working with me? Am I now more aware of the connection with my inner guidance and my inner wisdom, because I desperately or really am opening up to connecting with a loved one on the other side, that I'm feeling this stronger connection? Oftentimes, I have met many amazing mediums who, because of personal loss, especially the loss of a loved one, a child, or, you know, a very close relative, a spouse, that they're finding their connection with spirit has gotten stronger. And perhaps it's because they're searching, they're looking for more answers, they're looking for more what is beyond what you think of in the normal, you know, the normal 3D growing up, in that normal 3D process. And so The healing journey is going to take more than a hot minute. And again, patience and gentleness is really going to be the key. And also understanding we are not alone. And that is when we feel ourselves to start feeling isolated, or we're feeling like we're going in this box, or we don't want other people to feel like we're putting them out, or we're dumping on them, or whatever we might be thinking. I encourage you to get the right support, the people that you need in your life to help you with you on your journey, because really we're all here in this together and we all have our healing journey. So patience and gentleness with your process is just really, really important. Oh, I like that. Lisa says, it's not a linear path, that's for sure. And she also mentions, I'm going to look here. Oh, Lisa says, I'm approaching my daughter's 35th birthday and her 10th year on the other side. And I've been very, very emotional here. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing that. And I feel for you, and I can only imagine what that must feel like. I would love to know, Lisa, if you have experienced what gifts you've experienced going through this process. I know that there's a lot of grief that's with this. What gifts have you personally experienced, or have you noticed a stronger connection with spirit going through this? If you feel like sharing, I don't want you to feel like if you don't want to share, that's totally fine. Donna says, are some things just not healable? Probably not a real word. I think it's a good word. I have had low back pain for 7 years. I've kind of given up. Okay, so Donna, I'm assuming you've done all the normal things. You've worked with your medical and mental health professionals, or whoever it is you normally work with. And I believe everything starts in the energetic field, manifests in the physical. I am feeling for you, Donna. I'm feeling for you that there is some sort of a other lifetime association with what's going on here. I'm actually being shown in this moment, I'm seeing what looks to me like I'm being shown a battle. I'm being shown you on the battlefield, and I'm being shown that there is an injury of some sort, perhaps fatal, that you might be carrying with this. So you may want to consider looking into some past life regression or hypnotic regression. I'm also feeling here for you, Donna, that there is there's something with some emotions that are attached to that lifetime that I'm picking up for you. It almost feels like there's some guilt or something about being on this battlefield, and I almost feel like you may not have made it. But that is an example of how another lifetime may be affecting and impacting current day situations, and something could trigger it to something that brings that to the forefront. So breathe through your lower back. I would encourage you to really breathe through that and see if that isn't helpful. Okay, I'm just going to take a look. So Lisa says, I know she is safe and well and holding space for me, but I'm just so sad this week. I'm going to send you lots of love, Lisa. I know how challenging that must be to be going when you have an anniversary approaching like that. Let's see. All right, I'm just going to take a look here, see if there's any other comments. Hello to everybody who's saying hello here. Hello, Luann. Hello, Donna. You're welcome. Lisa says, I don't believe in a beautiful afterlife. I know there is a beautiful eternal afterlife. It is my physical self that is so sad. I know my daughter is an amazing adventure. Thank you for sharing that. I just saw something by today. It was Daryl Anka channeling Bashar. Most of you have probably heard of Bashar. I actually never heard of Bashar until, I think it was a few months ago. Isn't that funny? I channel and I've just never has been aware of it. And there was something that came across my feed today about when we are in the depths of grief and we're missing somebody on the other side. Bashar, through Daryl, said that that's typically because your loved one is very near and you're feeling that energy of that person and of that connection. So would not be surprised. Lisa says, my husband is addicted to Bashar, LOL. Lisa, I would not be surprised if Amber isn't making herself just very aware and a very, because of no understanding that this is a very emotional time, that you're feeling and picking up on her presence even more, and which made sense considering, considering what Bashar said through Daryl. Donna says, I can't imagine how hard it is to lose a child. I'm so sorry for your loss. Lisa has an association with a wonderful woman who does this amazing photography, and I'm blanking on her name right now, which is so unusual. Lisa, could you put her name in the chat box for me? Because I'm kind of in this weird headspace right now, and I'm just blanking. Sonia Rinaldi, that's it, Sonia Rinaldi. And there's a wonderful... there's a wonderful movie that got put out about Sonia Rinaldi's work and these images that come forward through the work that she does. And Lisa was actually a guest of mine on my podcast last year, and we talked about this work. So even with all the evidence and with all the connections and all these amazing things that are happening, healing is still a journey. Even when we speak with mediums and we hear our loved ones coming through with evidence that can't be denied, even when we have these amazing images, such as what Sonia Rinaldi does, and these amazing images come forward, you see it and you know it, but it's still a process, and it's a journey, and it just can be so. Thank you, Lisa. Okay, that was the biggest thing I want to share with you tonight, is that I know that we all are on our journey. We all have these emotions that we're experiencing. We, you know, whether it's the things we've talked about, or perhaps it could even be the loss of a job or the loss of, you name it. It is really, really, really important that we are just patient and gentle with ourselves. Take time to meditate, take time to create, take time to be in nature, take time to ground. And all of these things will help us on our healing journey. All right. So remember, our attention span on average is 8.25 seconds. Healing isn't going to be over in 8.25 seconds. Lisa, you're receiving a lot of love tonight, and that's what's so beautiful about this community. I'm just really grateful to all of you, for showing up and being part of this. Lisa, can you talk a little bit about your retreat? Yes. Donna, I was at a retreat I don't even want to say their name because it was Monroe. It was the Monroe program, and I had an opportunity to... we were connecting with higher consciousness states, and specifically we are connecting with celestial beings. So in that state, you're connecting with different energetic layers, and that is a lot of what that work is about. We had a day at Stonehenge in Avebury, which was a little separate from the actual retreat itself. We also had a day at Oxford, and the energy of being in that space in the UK, and you could feel the energy. I mean, it's magical. It's magical and mystical all at once. Highly recommend whatever opportunities you can have to expand your consciousness and your awareness. Highly recommend those types of things, whether it's through a program like Monroe, or some people really enjoy different retreats, such as through, there's so many of them, there's just so many things that you can do out there. So, all right, I'm going to pull three cards for the collective, and we are expecting some storms here tonight. So I'm going to make this kind of wrap this up here quick, because I don't know if I'm going to lose my internet or not, but I would like to pull three cards for the collective here tonight. And let's see what kind of angel messages we're going to get. The deck that I'm pulling from is the Archangel Power Tarot cards. This is by Radley Valentine. I always think of, okay, here we go. Oh, goodness. Here, let's just do that. I always think of my friend Lisa Anabalik, who transitioned a couple of years ago. She was the one who introduced this deck to me, and I always think about her, and I just love her so much. She transitioned from, some of you may know who she is. She transitioned with cancer, and I learned so much from her in the short period of time that I knew her, and I love this deck. So I'm going to pull three cards, so I'm just going to get myself grounded here. Three most important cards for the collective tonight, please. And then we are going to Wrap it up. All right, card number one. Well, isn't this interesting? Card number one, Five of Michael. The situation doesn't serve you. Release your attachment to the outcome. Consider taking a more uplifting approach. Okay, that's the first one. Consider taking a more uplifting approach. When we connect with our source, when we're meditating, when we're journaling, those are great ways to do that. The second card is Three of Raphael. Reasons to celebrate. A community of friends. Happy announcements regarding relationships or children. You know, what I like about this is, like, as we are able to release our attachment to the outcome, it makes it easier for us to connect with others. That's what I have found. You can be more present in the moment. You can feel the connection and the spirit, which is pretty cool. And the third card we have today is Two of Michael. It will all be better if you just make a decision. Over analyzing a problem, find a compromise. All right, so we have, and it looks like this. Looks like, oh my goodness, looks like this. So those two cards are working together. Making a decision, because whatever the situation is that you're working on doesn't serve you, and this also allows you to have your sense of community and bringing that sense of community together. So those are the messages from Spirit tonight. Okay, well, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being here today. I appreciate you so much. Just a reminder, this Friday is going to be our group sound healing circle. If you're interested in doing that, please visit my website at lisahsnyder.com. And I've got a couple of live events that'll be, or in-person events that'll be happening here in the Raleigh area, as well as up in Chapel Hill. So if you are in the North Carolina area, those will be posted on my website as well. I am so appreciative and so grateful to each and every one of you. Please consider liking and subscribing however you are listening to this broadcast. And as always, please remember, we are fully supported and we are fully protected and we are fully loved. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Love and blessings.